This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Images of agitated citizens gathering in town squares or clogging sidewalks are common now that federal expenditures of tax dollars, our dollars, are under renewed scrutiny. These folks apparently think the vast federal government runs like, well, a Tesla, affordably and reliably. They vilify people behind the Department of Government Efficiency, mainly its leader, Elon Musk. They shout, "Hands off!" But what would these malcontents say about a former private school here in North Carolina converted and maintained to house unaccompanied illegal immigrant children at a cost of $242 million? Funding was approved during the Biden presidency and coordinated by Health and Human Services. That's a lot of money, but the story gets worse. Since reopening as a shelter in Greensboro in March 2024, the facility has been occupied sporadically by maintenance crews and security guards, but it never has housed a migrant child. Not one, not ever. Staffing security to monitor the empty complex was the biggest expense, $139 million. A federal office of refugee resettlement shut it all down April 1st, 3 weeks ago. I'm Steve Woodward, very teed off.